Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Let's prepare our minds and our hearts for the word of God. For our God has a word. He wants to penetrate our spirit. He wants to penetrate our minds. To come and rejoice and receive and get ready to live and apply the word that He has given to us. Get your sword. Hallelujah. The sword is the spirit of God's blessed word. Get your pen and your paper. This word is not just good for today. This is an everlasting word. This is a word that you carry with you throughout your day, all along your way. This is the word that you share with others. This is the word that changes lives. This is the word of uplift, bow down head. Mend the broken heart. This is the word you're looking for. Before you go into that courtroom today, let it penetrate in your heart. Let the anointing of the Lord overflow your spirit, your soul. Oh, I hear you, sister. I hear you, brother. You said, but I don't have anything that's going on today special. I'm not going to court. I'm not scheduled for surgery. All of my family members are doing fine. Hallelujah to you. Hallelujah to the Lord for you. But do know that the enemy is working right now, setting up a snare just for you. Hallelujah. This is the word that you want to take with you just on your regular job. This is the word that will be your protection against any enemy in any shape, form, or fashion that comes at you today. On your job, in your finances, as you're traveling, this is the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is the word of God, sisters and brothers. This is the word that you want to pray for your employers and all of the employees. This is the precious word of God. Prepare your minds and hearts, your spirit, to receive the word. He says, taste and see that the word is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just start with a little prayer. Just thanking you, Lord Jesus. We've come to you with bowed down heads and humbled hearts. And we just thank you for just being you. We thank you for your love and your kindness. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for bringing us through situations that we dug deep to get ourselves into. The situations, dear Father, that we ignored your voice and your directions, and now we're stuck. Oh, but you're our Abba Father, and we still know to reach up our hands. And hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that you're always there. And as we catch hold of your loving, precious hands, and with your strength, we come out. We wiggle and we get bruised from the things that we put ourselves in, but you protect us from death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your precious name. Hallelujah to the precious name of God. Thank you for shaking the dust off of us. Hallelujah. Thank you for not letting us burn. Thank you for standing us back up on solid ground. Oh, and I just want to take out time to thank you. Oh, for all of the ones that just let go once they're on solid ground and never turn around to say thank you. And never call on your name again until they're in need of you again. And they do not realize that we need you every moment. Oh, hallelujah, Shandaladesha. Oh, we need you every second, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, I ask you to receive my thanksgiving for watching over my kids, watching over my mother, dear Father, bringing her this close, dear Father. Hallelujah, to being able to see 77 years of life. I thank you, dear Father. Thank you, dear Father, for her spirit, being in covenant and connected with your spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. I give you praise for all my sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews alike, all around the world, sisters and brothers who are trying to do the right thing, dear Father, trying to live according to your will and your way. Thank you for the strength you're giving them. Thank you for those who ask to become closer to you. You bring them closer. Hallelujah. Thank you for your spirit right now, Jesus, your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word that you have for your people. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we bless you. We love you. We give you all of the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are here to worship. We are here to worship. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, sisters and brothers. Just a couple more seconds. Get your sword.
Light of the world.
Bless you all.
Step down into darkness. Open my eyes. Let me see.
God bless you all.
Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Hallelujah. Worship. Are you here to worship? Hallelujah. Do you have a worshiping spirit right now? Do you feel the mighty presence of the Lord right now? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Kimberly Dixon, we love you. God bless you. Everyone else who's listening in the archives later on, God bless you. All the ones that are alive, God bless you. God bless you. This is confidence. Confidence in your uniqueness. In your uniqueness. Somewhere today, it's a good chance that you may have heard someone talk about what's the perfect look. What's the perfect voice tone. The perfect voice pitch for your singing. Somebody that is in sorrow today because their spouse may have left them because you don't have that uniqueness that they was looking for. What they thought they saw in you, they don't see anymore. How it turned on and they was heavily in love with you yesterday. Today, they said they just fell out of love with you. Hallelujah. Well, I invite you today to follow the directions of our Father. He said we shouldn't be surprised for things like that. We have to remember to love, but keep our trust in God first. Hallelujah. We can't throw all of our trust in man, because man will forever let us down. Man is just man. That's what he is. But we have a Creator who's more than that. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are. Our Father tells us in Isaiah 40:8 that the grass withers and flowers fall, but the word of God stands forever. Do you need someone to stand for you today, sister? I need a God who stands for me. The word of God stands forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A young lady I heard say the other day, she said, a no good man is better than no man at all. That's where we're at right now, people. That's the way women and men are looking at life. They're in search to fill the void, and they're missing out on their uniqueness of themselves. Their confidence is way low. You know those are enemies, the enemy's tricks. And he plays them over and over and over again. You've heard me say, he doesn't have any new tricks. He just used the same tricks on different faces, different people. And if it works on your mother, he's going to try it on your daughter. If it works in one household, he's going to try and spread it down your neighborhood, the whole block, if he can. Whatever it is that you speak and give thought to, he's going to use it against you. Why not use the word of the Lord? Why not speak of the word of the Lord? Why not meditate night and day on the word of the Lord? Isaiah 26 and 3 tells us that you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in the Lord. That he will keep you in perfect peace. I just love the way that he breaks it down to us, because being at peace is one thing. But you can be at peace and still be sitting at your desk. And every time that you hear the word finances, if your burden is finances, you got to stop and you got to rebuke the devil and you got to start and push this thing down. Every time that you hear the word cancer, if someone is in your family is struggling and fighting that battle, you got to stop. For a second in your mind, you're thinking, what if doubt tries to press its way in, and you got to stop and block it back out. But God said, if you keep your mind steadfast on him, because of the trust that you have put in him. Oh, he said he'll keep you in perfect peace. Perfect peace. So whatever it is that you're getting ready to face today, that spouse that may come home and you're not for sure what it is and how he's going to accept what you have to tell him, it's got to be told. And how he hear it, it's up to you right now, the steps that you take right now. Let's go into the word of the Lord. Keep your mind in perfect peace. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Spirit says that, just to give the verse again, is Isaiah 26 and 3. Isaiah 26 and 3. And don't just stop there with it. Continue to go on and on. Read through it. Meditate on it. Put it in your heart. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that's going on in your home right now, I feel it so deep in my spirit. You have an opportunity right now. That person's not home yet. Anoint your doors. Walk to each door. Just say it over and over again. God will keep me in perfect peace. Let me rephrase it. God will keep my household, everyone in here, every member, call out that member's name. God will keep, call the name, in perfect peace. Put your name with it also. Put the kids' names with it also, in perfect peace. Oh, to us, because we're going to keep our minds steadfast. You start with putting your name in there. Your mind is going to be steadfast on the Lord. You're going to keep your mind on the Lord. You're going to keep the word of the Lord in your mouth. It's going to roll off of your tongue. You're going to move yourself away from gossip. You're going to move yourself away from lying on someone else, and you're going to keep the word of the Lord rolling off of your tongue. He's going to keep you in perfect peace because your mind is stayed on the Lord. Because you trust in him, because the trust you have in him, see, the trust you had in your spouse has faded away, and it's showing every day that without putting your trust first in God, asking God to give your spouse a reason for you to trust them, then he can build your faith and trust back in that spouse. But always keep your faith in God. He is the one and only. He's the one. He's the head. Don't ever try to put him anywhere else besides the head. Don't ever try to put him second under your spouse, third under your kids. He has to be the one and only. Then all of the other things he will provide for you. Seek him first. Seek his kingdom. Seek his righteousness. Hallelujah. All the other things he will add into your life. He will add those things. Isaiah 26:3. Write it down. Put it down. On his side of the bed. Just sit down and pray. On that side of the bed. On her side of the bed. When she comes in there, before she's all ready to start that, let her walk in that door today with a new attitude, because something hits her, something gets in her spirit, something gets all over her. And before he even wakes up, he may be asleep right now. Before he can put his feet on the floor this morning, he's going to feel a difference. Hallelujah. Just keep it going. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for having your way. This was a totally different message, but God has a word for his people. I always, as you hear me say, dedicate every show to the Lord. So this is about you. You called me to speak your word. You called me to come out and preach. You said, how will they hear unless a preacher preaches? You have called me, set me up, build me up. You used me as your vessel. My mouth is just moving, but your words, your anointing is over me. You know the needs of your people. So when you come to the Tri-Anointed Woman of Christ broadcast, Evangelist Vaughn has decreased. And with every word, the Holy Spirit increased. It is your Father who is ministering to you. I get no credit for this. This is all about the Holy Ghost. This is all about Jesus Christ. This is El Shaddai. This is Yahweh. This is the Lord that sits on high. This is the Lord who has his hand stretched out to your situation right now. This is the Lord. This is the Lord. This is the Lord said he did not give you the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind, strong mind. You know what? There's so much going on in the world on any given day. Any given day. It was reports that, you know, well, I know the bus company is probably going to really lose now because people were starting to go back to ride the buses because the air, all the fuel and the prices with the airlines and all the things that's going back with that. But now with the incident, with the horrible situation that happened with the on the bus the other day that cost someone their life, you know, the people are running in fear. Now what do we do? Now where do we go? Gas is too high. to travel like you used to. Now who do we turn to? Hallelujah. Someone has a bus trip planned, have already spent their money, and has really considered, seriously considered, just losing the money because they told you you can't refund it for some reason. God said, take your trip. Who is your trust in? God said, hold on to his spirit. You stay in the word. Don't let the spirit of fear wrap itself around you. Stay in the anointing. Stay in the anointing. Put your trust in the Lord. Keep your mind on the Lord. You won't have time to invite the spirit of fear. If he wants you not on that bus, he will come and tell you that. Hallelujah. If you got the relationship where you're talking to God, he's just not going to stop talking to keep you out of danger. He's always did it for you. He continues to do it for you. And he will always. He will never leave you. He'll never turn his back on you. He'll never step to the side and say, I'm just going to get out of her life for a year or two and I'll be back. He's always there. If we look in the mirror, we'll see the one who separates ourselves from the Lord. That's the person that we have to open back up. That's the person that has to invite the Lord back in. It is you. It is I. We are the ones. God loves us. He calls us blessed. Children, he calls us his children. He calls us his friend. Hallelujah. God calls us blessed. And we have no confidence in ourselves. We look at ourselves and we don't like the way that something looks or something budges or something bends wrong or is not enough hair here, too much hair there. This is too wide. This is too narrow. This and this and that and that. And we have the option to change some of these things. What we can't change, that is a gift to us. Hallelujah. We're running. We're just paying the plastic surgeons. They're just doing anything and everything. They're just coming up out of the woodwork, whether they have a license or not, because they know people are so desperate right now because they don't have confidence in themselves. They can't find the uniqueness in themselves. So they will pay man, woman, anybody. They don't even stop to take a second look at the license. If you say you can change this thing about me, if you say what you do to me will make me unique, will give me the confidence that I'm looking for, if you say that, then I will agree to go under the knife with you. I will put my life in your hands, and if you promise me you can do this, I don't even have to see any of your other work that you've done. You just take me into a fancy office and make me feel comfortable and talk the talk to me, and I'll believe that you can walk the walk. I won't even know your full name, just doctor, you can do it. People, hallelujah. And then we get up with our brand new bodies and we go sit on the seat in church and we won't even pay our tithes. Because we've paid tens and thousands of dollars trying to find some confidence that we still don't have. Trying to be unique, but you still don't feel like you're standing out like you wanted to. So you're already listening to the enemy's plans for you. And you're sitting in the house of God, and you can't really hear the word that is coming over from the pulpit that has been designed just for you because you're already planning What's next? I'm almost there. I think I will feel my uniqueness if I just do this. I feel a little better, but I'm nowhere where I need to be. I'm going to do this. It may not be a plastic surgery for you. It may be tattoos. It may be a tattoo. Everybody else is getting one. I'm not man enough if I don't have a tattoo now. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not feminine enough if I don't have a tattoo. Everyone has them. And then you get one and you say, but I want another one. And then I want another one. And then I need this. And, oh, I don't have my name because I may forget it. So let me tattoo it on me. And then let me put this and that. It could be another drink and another drink. It could be somebody of the opposite sex, just their attention, and you're dating this person and then that person. Whatever it is that you're doing to try to get your confidence. And then somebody is just eating. They're just eating. They can't find the confidence in it. They're down and it gets them deeper and deeper into sadness, and they know that there's no way that they're going to be unique. So they continue to eat and eat and eat. And the more they eat, the more the enemy tells them, you're never going to be like the people you see on TV. You're never going to be like the people in the magazine. If you're so disturbed with the way that they look in the magazines, stop buying the magazine. Does that make sense to you? Why would you go out and pay your money to buy a magazine to look at someone that is making you sadder? You don't even know the person. You find self-hatred for that individual that you never met just because you think that is the way of perfection. Your confidence has to come from the Lord. Your confidence has to come from the Lord. Hallelujah. And I just came to take a moment just to remind you of how unique and precious you are to God. You're really special. You are really special. Goodness, hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Someone is saying, evangelist, if I am so special, why am I doing this? Why do I not have a husband? Why do everywhere I look, I can't find a good man? Every woman I date takes advantage of me. But you say that I'm special in God's eyes. Hallelujah. He wants to reveal himself to you. He wants you to know the answers. It's because if you move all of that junk out of the way, he can come into you when you invite him. It's just like you open your door to walk into your home. Stay with me now. Follow me. To walk into your home, and every piece of furniture that you own is stacked there. But this person that you know, if you could get to him, that would be the answer for you. That would be your spouse. He or she is calling your name. And you're inviting them to come. But you can't get through. It's a barrier there. So you're disgusted and you get depressed and you feel like you've been let down over and over and over again. That is the scenario that you plan out when you choose all other things before the Lord. You choose those things. Those are your choices. And once you have chosen them and you've got yourself in so deep, and then you say, God, where are you in this situation? Why am I going through this again?
Why? He said, I'm where I've always been. I'm right here waiting for you. Get the junk out of your life. Waiting for you. Invite me to come truly live in your heart. Make a sacrifice. Instead of going to that regular bar that you usually go to go and meet men, you haven't met anything there yet. Instead of this Wednesday night going there, this Wednesday night, find somebody's church and go there. Now go there with the right mind that this is going to be a new step towards inviting the Lord in my life. This is going to be a new step of getting some understanding of how I put the Lord first in my life. Now we can't change and make the house of God try to use it and make it just at the same place as you do the bar. So you can't just change bars and expect to find a new crop of men that's going to do you right, a woman that's going to be the wife you're looking for. You can't go into the church and say, this is just a new place. I'm going to treat it just like the bar scene. I'm just going to act a little different, but I'm still here because I'm looking for a spouse. See, you can't play God. You cannot play God. He looks at your heart. You can hallelujah and shout and clap your hands and shandaladoshe. You can do it all. Because man looks at the outer appearance. But let me save you some trouble. God looks at your heart. Remember now, he's in control of your heart. He is the creator. We have to remind ourselves. He's not your peer. He's your creator. He knows all about you. He has plans for your life. He knows the avenue you need to take to get to your confidence. He knows what turns you need to get to drive up on uniqueness that it'll be fulfilled in your life. Hallelujah. He knows what it takes to make you feel blessed. So now, if you're tired of playing, this is only for the serious. If you're really tired of playing games, if you've been dumped and dumped on and dumped on over and over and over again, and you're ready to now take a stand, he's ready for you. He is ready for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we're here for you. We're here for you. We're here to strengthen you. We're here to give you that extra word of encouragement when it comes up the next Wednesday. And every girlfriend that you haven't heard from in a long time, all the boys that you've been wanting to get together and ask you to come and go with them out to the club, go with you over to these girls' halls, they're going to call you. They're going to show up. They're going to insist that you are the man. You've got to be the life of this party tonight. They're going to bring you something to wear, sister. They're going to tell you, girl, they want to see you. This is your chance you've been waiting on. What do you do in that time? What do you do in that time? That's when you pick up the phone. You call 210-277-0495. See, Evangelist Vaughn, you don't know me, but I heard your broadcast. You said I could call you for encouragement in these times. I need it now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's when you get on the line for women in power. You call women in power. And you let them know, I am in need of prayer. Women in power, 218-339-4300. Extension 360777 pound. Again, 218-369. I do apologize. 218-339-4300. The code is 360777 pound. Always available. That's women in power, men in power, teen in power. God's word is there. We're here for you. One more time, my number, 210-277-0495. Email address, www.blogtalkradio. Leave a message. Email address, walkwithmegod@aol.com. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is just going to have to, we're going to definitely do another part of this because the word, God has his word that he has for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're special. See, God didn't make anybody like you. He didn't make anybody like me either. You know, it's really true when you hear people say, he broke the mold when he made you and me. He did. He broke the mold when he made you and me. You see, our Father gives every one of his children special gifts and abilities that only they have. I have three kids. Every one of them looks like me and my husband. Every one of them have special gifts and abilities that come from me and their father. But every one of them is different. Every one of them is different. They look different, still look like me and their father. They talk different, still got gestures and voice, kind of sounds like either me or their father, sometimes both. They have different things that they just have that just their own uniqueness. Then we have all together, we have things that me and them have things that are just alike, we all have in common, that brings us together as a family. But that's what makes our family so unique. It's because each individual enjoys the confidence that they share of what talents they have, their abilities. Even identical twins. You ever see identical twins and you're just like, I just don't think I could tell them apart. And the parents is just like, oh, no, that's this and that's that. You know, it can be multiples. They still do because they all have their own uniqueness. They all have their own uniqueness. And there's always some difference in them. Yeah, but this one has a mole there. Well, this one's eyes is just a little different if you look at them right. They all have their own uniqueness, their own mole. You see, God gives every one of his children, again, very special gifts, but none of us are insignificant in life. I don't care if we're some are on TV as celebrities. Some as their names are known all around the world for whatever it is that they do in their profession through their ability. none of us are insignificant in life. Another lie that the enemy will depress you about and keep you down, because he will tell you, but you're not a celebrity. Your name is not known. You're just a nobody. You're insignificant. All of us have a unique purpose in God's plan. All of us have a unique purpose in God's plan. Hallelujah. For many people, it's easy to lose sight of that. It's easy to lose sight of that. I find that many people don't feel that they don't feel like that they're important in the scheme of things, the whole scheme of life. They feel like that they're just getting looked over. They feel like every time that something happens, it happens to them. They feel like nothing ever just propels them to the top of their game. They may move forward, but they're going to stagger and stay there. They just feel like that they're not important. They feel like if they die today, they wouldn't be missed, that they're not here to make a difference. They're not making a difference in this world. They can't find their uniqueness. They can't find their importance. You notice that the devil works overtime trying to rob people of their self-esteem. So it's something to that. He works overtime trying to rob people of their self-esteem. So they can't see their uniqueness, so he can drive their confidence in the opposite direction from where they're looking. And you ever look at somebody and a couple, and you will say, you thought in the back of your mind, how did he get her? Or how did she get him? And you look at that person and they walking like they're $1 million. They walking like they got the body that you look at in the magazine. Because they have confidence. Because they are enjoying their own uniqueness. It's not what you see that gives them their confidence. It's not what you see in them that lets them feel blessed. It's the confidence. It's the confidence. Where is your confidence? When did you lose your confidence? Did you allow someone to take your confidence from you? Did you allow someone to berate you and pull you down that you feel now that you're not unique? God calls you blessed. God calls you blessed. Do you want to feel your blessing today? Do you just want to take it in your mind that today is the day that you're going to start finding confidence to see your own uniqueness? You're going to surprise yourself when you start to see yourself the way that Christ sees you. What a wonderful thing. What a beautiful thing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When you can see yourself the way that Christ sees you. Hallelujah. So we know that if the devil is working overtime to try to rob us of our self-esteem, and I know that he does this so that we won't realize how precious we really are to God, how important we are to the plans of this earth. The devil attacks our confidence, and sometimes in small ways, sometimes in not so subtle ways. But he is there to attack what he knows would lead us closer to being what God has us to be, what God would want us to be, how God would want us to live. I thank God for what he's done tonight. I thank God for the peace and the power that he has bestowed upon us tonight. Like I said, oh, I thank God for his Holy Spirit. The anointing is just all over this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Not my word, not what I thought this I was going to preach on, speak on, but his word just once again has came and done what he has. So we're going to pick up on our next segment. The next broadcast, we'll just pick up from here and carry on. But I did want to leave you, my sisters and brothers, with a couple verses. I also remind you to some of the ones, this is newness. You've been used to doing the same thing, feeling the same way for so long, and you need some help. We're here for you. We're here for you. Again, you can email me. walkwithmegod@aol.com. Leave me a message here on the blog broadcast. Call my phone, 210-277-0495. Let me give you a couple of scriptures here. Hallelujah. We're just going to start basic. Go with Genesis 1:27. It says, I'm created in God's image. I resemble my father because he created me in his own image. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. If you don't feel it now, just continue to go over it. Again, we're doing the Isaiah 26:3. We're asking you to put it up on your doorpost. Walk around your home before that troubled teenager comes home, before that spouse comes home bickering. Go ahead and just pray it in your mind. Get it all over you. Isaiah 26:3, it says, you will keep, God will keep you in perfect peace, him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Remember, we're going to put your name in there. We're going to put that troubled teen's name in there. God will keep whoever it is in perfect peace. And remember, you, if they're not ready to keep their mind on the Lord, you got to intervene. You got to be the intercessor. We're here for you. That's what we're here for. Let's call out their names together. Let's keep our mind, though, off of that problem so much. Let's get it back on the Lord. Let's pray for them to get their confidence. We have a lot of drug addicts because they don't have the confidence. We have a lot of alcoholics because they can't find their uniqueness. Let's together call out their name. Let's together bring this thing before the Lord. Let's together find out who they really can be in the Lord, the plans that God has for them. Remember, God calls them blessed. Sisters and brothers, never look at a man or a woman for where they're at today and what they look like today and determine that's for their future. God calls them blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Isaiah 43:1. We're going to keep that one. It says, I'm confident. I do not fear because God has redeemed me and called me by my name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And one more, and we're going to offer the invitation. I'm known, Isaiah 49:16 says, I'm known. God has me engraved on the palm of his hand. Hallelujah. Now, you know your spouse loves you, but how many times you saw your spouse engrave your name in the palm of his hand? But God says, I have engraved your name, sister, in the palm of my hand. So you're known. Somebody says you're nothing. Say, but I'm known. Somebody says you're nobody. Say, but God has my name. Hallelujah. Engraved in the palm of his hand. I am somebody in Christ. Hallelujah. I am unique in Christ. See, he broke the mold when he made me. There's nobody else like me. When God calls my name, he's not looking for you. He's looking for me. He knows my name. He knows the plans he has for me. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. This is good. This is good. Hallelujah. But we never want to end the broadcast without them famous five words, four words. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? We spoke about many different things, but just not as they, your mother's Jesus, your father's Jesus, but do you know Jesus? If you don't know Jesus, that's your personal, your one-on-one, your personal Lord and Savior. Your mother may have a husband. Your father may have a wife. But when you grow, you don't look for that, your parent's spouse to be your spouse. You want to know your mother in a relationship different from the way that your father knows her. This is your opportunity to come to the Lord one-on-one, your personal Lord and Savior. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce you to the greatest friend you'll ever have. As you say these words, if you believe them in your heart, you will be born again. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. And I accept all that you shed, all the blood that you bought for me on the cross. Through your blood, I receive you as my Savior and Lord. And in your name I pray, amen. Now, if you just prayed this prayer, congratulations. You are a new creature in Christ. And as 2 Corinthians 5:17 in the New Testament says, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Friends, you have a whole new life with Jesus to look forward to starting now. Your slate is clean before God. Your spirit has been reborn because of Christ's great sacrifice and love for you. Please get in touch with us if we can help you in any way. 210-277-0495. Walk with me, God, at AOL.com. I want to thank everyone who joined us live tonight. Everyone that is in the chat rooms, we thank you. God bless you all. We thank you for all the ones that are going to be in the archives. God bless you all and keep you until we meet again. God bless you. He's a good God. Don't stop serving him. Don't stop worshiping him. He's in your heart. You still want to praise the Lord? Keep praising him even after the broadcast. Make him your personal God. You've made a step today. You've made a stand. Enjoy the Holy Spirit. Whatever that problem is, just lay it down. Say, God, I'm just going to keep my mind focused on you. Hallelujah. Make sure you get into a Bible teaching church. You're going to need a friend when the enemy comes against you. And he will. Not if, but he will. He's already been there with you. You know he's already tearing you down. Find your confidence. Find your uniqueness. Find your pathway. And when you get there, reach down and pull somebody else up. Don't forget where you came from. Don't forget how it felt when you didn't know your own self-worth. When your teenager's going through things, remember how it is. Remember the pressures out there. We introduce our kids to so many different things. Introduce your child to Christ. Introduce your child to Christ. Let your child see Christ in you. Hallelujah. God bless you all. God keep you. And I truly love you. In the name of Yeshua, good night.